is I Choose Life News and Views, sponsored by Indiana Right to Life and Allen County Right to Life, committed to defending innocent human life for all people of all ages. Your hosts are Kathy Humbarker, Amanda Banks, and Scott Kump.
Welcome to I Choose Life News and Views. I'm Kathy Humbarker.
I'm Amanda Banks.
And I'm Scott Kump. Choose Life News and Views is a joint project of Allen County Right to Life, Indiana Right to Life, and Bot Radio Network in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
And now the pro-life news.
This from CitizenLink. Two Christian colleges were granted a temporary reprieve from a troubling government mandate which requires most businesses and nonprofits to offer potentially abortion-inducing drugs in employee health plans. Dort College in Iowa and Cornerstone University in Michigan say the mandate violates their constitutional rights. Even though the schools are faith-based, they do not qualify for the government's limited religious exemption. According to Alliance Defending Freedom Senior Counsel Greg Baylor, quote, Christian colleges should remain free to operate according to their defining beliefs. Under this mandate, religious employers have no real choice. They must either comply and abandon their religious freedom or resist and be taxed for their faith. Close quote. The Obama administration required nonprofits, many of which are faith-based, to comply with the Health and Human Services mandate by January. For-profit businesses had to comply by August 2012. More than 95 lawsuits are in play. To date, the courts have granted 56 injunctions, halting the mandate for 22 nonprofits and for 34 businesses that are for-profit. U.S. District Court Judge Mark Bennett issued this most recent injunction on Wednesday, May 21st. To read the court order, go to adfmedia.org.
On April 24th, Governor Mike Pence presented Indiana Right to Life President and CEO Mike Fichter with a Sagamore of the Wabash Award. Under Fichter's leadership, Indiana is now on the list of the 10 most pro-life states in the nation, ranking number 7. Governor Pence tweeted that he presented the award to Fichter for his lifelong commitment to the pro-life movement. The Sagamore is the highest civilian state honor that is awarded only by Indiana governors since the 1940s. Fichter said of the award, "I'm honored to be recognized by Governor Pence, but I'm not in the pro-life fight for accolades. I work every day so that unborn boys and girls will have a birthday. It is by God's grace that Indiana's abortion rate is trending downwards. We're thankful to have a governor that stands with us in the fight for life." You're up to date with the local culture of life. I'm Kathy Humbarker.
If you or someone you know is in a crisis pregnancy, help is just a phone call away. Call 877-791-5475. If you or someone you know is dealing with grief and pain after an abortion decision, whether you had an abortion, convinced someone else to have an abortion, or even participated in a procedure, call 877-791-5475. You'll be referred to a pregnancy resource center in your area, a place where free and confidential services are available. That's 877-791-5475. 877-791-5475.
I want to take just a couple minutes to thank you, faithful listeners, for supporting us over these past 10 years. This is the 10th anniversary year for I Choose Life News and Views. I know that some of you have been with us since the very beginning, and we hope that we have helped you learn more about being equipped to defend the cause for life in your circle of friends and family. It has been a tremendous honor and a very humbling experience to be a part of this program for all these years. And a tip of the hat to Bot Radio Network for believing in us all those years ago and helping us get off the ground. And we've now grown to a number of stations across the state of Indiana. And we would be delighted to hear from you. If you have any comments about the program or want to email to us your favorite program or one that you'd like to hear again, please don't hesitate to contact me. The best way is by email, Kathy, C-A-T-H-I-E, dot Humbarger, H-U-M-B-A-R-G-E-R, at ichooselife.org. That's Kathy.Humbarger at ichooselife.org. We'd be delighted to hear from you. And again, thank you for your support over these last 10 years. And as we're talking about 10-year anniversaries, another project that's been very dear to my heart that started 10 years ago as well is the Friends for Life Pro-Life Summer Boot Camp that began back in 2004. And that's going to be the topic of our conversation today. I have in the studio with me Sean Meyer, Pastor Sean Meyer of Aletheia Christian Church in Ohio. Sean was our very first camp director all those years ago. Sean, thank you for being a part of the camp again this year and also joining us in the studio.
Thank you for having me, Kathy.
We also have RJ McVeigh with us. RJ is the new Great Lakes Regional Coordinator for Students for Life America. We're going to hear more about that organization and how you're going to be partnering with us for this year's Friends for Life Boot Camp. Thank you for being with us, RJ, and welcome to the movement.
Thanks for having me, Kathy.
And returning guest is Mike Spencer. Mike is with the Life Training Institute, which we'll hear a bit more about later. Mike, we've been in the trenches for a number of years together, and if folks could see into the radio studio, they would see that we're the old folks in the group. So
yeah.
Thanks for standing in the trenches with me all these years, and thanks for being with us again today.
It has been a joy, and thanks for having me, Kathy.
Well, RJ, let's begin with you. Tell us a little bit about Students for Life of America and how you got involved and a little bit about the organization and how folks can get in touch with you.
Yeah, so Students for Life of America is, as you can tell by the name, a national organization. And our goal and our purpose is to equip students in high school and in college on how to defend their pro-life views and how to become strong pro-life activists on their campuses. And so we equip them with any sorts of training or leadership development or resources that they need to accomplish that goal and to spread the pro-life message at their universities.
And you're under the very capable leadership of Kristen Hawkins. I've had the opportunity to meet her on several occasions. How many regional directors do you have across the country?
Right now we have, I think, five, but we're adding more this upcoming year. We work on kind of the academic calendar. So we just ended this year because most universities are done. And start of next year, I know that we're adding several.
And I know before we began recording that you shared with me that you were a member of a pro-life organization on a college campus. So you had that experience to bring to the table as well. Why are you pro-life?
Why am I pro-life? I am pro-life because abortion kills a human being, and I believe in human equality and that all human beings have the same intrinsic value.
Well, that is certainly a very good foundation to build on. We're so glad to have you on board, and I'm looking forward to sharing with our listeners how we're going to be even more involved in this camp and in future endeavors. Sean, let's take a trip down memory lane to 10 years ago. I remember sitting at a table with you, and it was basically three of us, I think, that were kicking around ideas about how to invest in the next generation. Tell us a little bit about that conversation, what you remember about it.
It's a little fuzzy for me, but I remember someone came up with the idea that we need to bring teens together to connect with each other, but also for the purpose of training. I was a youth pastor in Fort Wayne at the time, and I wanted my teens to meet other teens from other churches and together encourage each other to become equipped to articulate the pro-life position, also be motivated to get involved in activism. And so we came up with the idea that we would pull them all together for a weekend and bring in the very best speaker that we knew of at the time, who I think is still one of the very best speakers to train teens, which is Scott Klusendorf. And we brought Scott in, and those were humble beginnings. It was a successful event, one that we all thought we should repeat.
Well, as I recall, we started with 25 students that year, and we were on the campgrounds of Luther Haven in Northeast Indiana. And you certainly made me a believer in challenging students to be about something that is terrifically important in the culture in which they live. I think a lot of us maybe had the idea that students needed to be entertained or wanted to be entertained, but you certainly presented to me the idea that students want to be challenged. And I can think of no better way than to engage them in the most important civil rights issue of our day. And I know that's where we started and we've grown over the years. Have you been pleased with the way those very first students have taken the information that they learned and applied it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think some of our young leaders right now are some of those teens who attended the first Friends for Life camp. It's always been my experience that you get the best results out of young people, not when you entertain them or bring in a rock band or give them prizes to entice them, but when you challenge them that life is worth living for others and that there are things that are greater than themselves that they need to become involved in. And basically, you show them a battle that is worth fighting. And we've seen a great response from those kids who were among the first graduates of the first Friends for Life camp.
And of course, we're talking about the pro-life summer boot camp, the Friends for Life camp that started 10 years ago. This year, the camp is going to be on June 20th and 21st. And we've grown over time. We've grown out of the campground accommodations. And then we met at Concordia Theological Seminary for a number of years, outgrew that space, and we're now at the University of St. Francis in Fort Wayne, Indiana. But again, we're able to keep the cost at only $25 for students, for the registration, for the overnight accommodations, for the food. And Sean, I know you have added some kids to your family over the years, but some parents tell me they can't even feed their kids for $25 over a weekend. So this is a deal.
Right. I've got teenagers. $25 for a weekend is a good deal.
Wonderful. Want to mention, too, that the way to register for camp is to go to Friends for Life Camp 2014.eventbrite.com. Or you can call the Allen County Right to Life office at 260-471-1849. That's 260-471-1849. I want to pull Mike Spencer into the conversation. Mike, you weren't there when we started the camp, but you've certainly been an integral part of growing it over the years. We started with those 25 students, and one thing that we found is that the students started coming back year after year, and I think partly it was because they valued the training that they got from Scott Klusendorf of the Life Training Institute, who is now your boss.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about Life Training Institute and your impression of what's happened to the camp over the years.
Sure. Well, Life Training Institute exists to equip and train pro-life advocates to speak intelligently and graciously to what is not only the defining issue of our times, but is also the most probably divisive and polarizing issue of our times. And so we really want to equip students to speak intelligently, give them good arguments, but we also want to equip them to do that in a gracious manner. And it's been exciting to see the Friends for Life camp here in Fort Wayne grow, and not only to grow numerically here within the borders of Fort Wayne, but beyond. We've now taken this model to satellite kind of places. We've gone to Terre Haute, Indiana. We've been to Indianapolis. We've been to Bloomington.
Warsaw,
that's right. And also to Myrtle Beach a couple of times. And so I think we've hosted about 12 or 14 of these camps now in the last 4 years, I believe it has been, or 3 years anyway. And it's just been exciting to see it grow in that regard.
Well, I am delighted to just share with everyone who's tuned our way today a little bit about the lineup for this year. Once again, on Friday evening, that's June 20th, we're going to have a session that's open to the public. It's absolutely free. You don't need tickets. Just need to come at 7 o'clock to the North Campus of the University of St. Francis. And you'll be able to hear a nationally known keynote speaker, Pam Stenzel. Now, Pam is most widely known for her ability to help students understand the importance of sexual purity. However, she also has a story about having been conceived as the result of a rape. So on Friday evening, we're going to be focusing on the hard cases, and we're going to be hearing from speakers from Living Exceptions, which is a group that represents those hard cases. Not only will Pam be sharing, but also Monica Kelsey. We have a speaker who was conceived in incest. We'll have a speaker who can share the difficult decision that sometimes women need to make when their health and maybe even their life is in danger during a pregnancy. So that should be an excellent evening. RJ, as you go from campus to campus, do you run into students that maybe share the same opinion of other pro-life folks? I understand that fully 60% think that there should be exceptions for hard cases. Where do you think the students stand on this issue?
I think the younger generation in general, do have a more educated position on their pro-life views. Thanks a lot to the great work that a lot of people here in the studio are doing. But there definitely are some, those who aren't necessarily in the pro-life groups, mm-hmm. who do hold those exceptions. And I think a big part of why, when polling is done, there's some ambiguity, because there are these people who hold out exceptions, and so they don't know which category to place themselves in.
Exactly. And it's very difficult to talk about it without looking into the faces of those people whose lives came about in that way, in some of those difficult situations. And that's really become a very difficult situation to talk about, particularly in the political arena. So it's crucially important that we do what we can to make certain that everyone understands that every life has value regardless. Yes. So we appreciate you carrying that message to the students. And I think it's going to be a great night for the adults in Northeast Indiana or anywhere within our listening audience to hear this great presentation. Then on Saturday, the students will attend three different levels of training, depending on what they come to the camp with as far as pro-life training. Mike, tell us a little bit about Pro-Life 101. That's going to be what you're responsible for.
Sure. Pro-Life 101 addresses two primary questions. And the first question is, what are the unborn? And that really is the kind of the million-dollar question that we really need to give attention to. And so we'll train students to know how to answer that question. And then the second question is the question, what is it that makes humans valuable in the first place? So those two questions will really serve as kind of the outline structure for the Case for Life 101 training.
Well, this is Kathy Humbarger in the studio with you today, and we are sharing our airtime with Pastor Sean Meyer of Aletheia Christian Church in Ohio, with R.J. McVeigh of Students for Life America, and Mike Spencer of the Life Training Institute. We're talking about RJ's new position with Students for Life of America, and we're also talking about the Friends for Life boot camp that's coming up on June 20th and 21st here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on the campus of the University of St. Francis. In order to register, go to Friends for Life Camp 2014.eventbrite.com or call the Allen County Right to Life office at 260-471-1849, 260-471-1849. RJ, I know that you are going to play an integral part in this year's camp, and we're delighted about that. You're going to be sharing with the students how they can start pro-life organizations on their campuses, not only college, but also high school. Why is it important that there's a presence on high school and college campuses across the country?
It's crucially important for several reasons. A big part is because abortion affects high school and college-aged students more than any other demographic. This is the demographic that this issue affects the most. So it's crucially important that we have these voices on our campuses spreading a pro-life message. It's also crucially important because the youth are the future. Just for winning this issue going forward, it's crucially important to have young people coming up who are educated, not only to add their own voice, but also to teach others how to defend their pro-life views and how to explain it to others.
Well, as you're crossing the Great Lakes area visiting high school and college campuses, are you seeing much pushback?
We do see some pushback, possibly not as much as you would think. This is a pro-life generation, mm-hmm. And this demographic in particular is winning this issue. There is some pushback, but oftentimes it's a good thing because we see it as opportunities to engage those people who disagree with us. Because we want to talk to people about this. We're not trying to shy away. We want mm-hmm. people to come out. We want people to talk to us when we put on events and do good activism.
Well, we know that you're going to be partnering with us for the Friends for Life boot camp this year on June 20th and 21st, but this obviously is not the only thing that you do. What other kinds of activities do you do on college campuses?
We do several things. As I stated earlier, we do oftentimes internal trainings within the pro-life groups just to teach them things like recruitment and leadership development and group development. Then we also do public activism events. Some of our newer things is we have displays that we take to college campuses as a way to try to engage students on the campus to talk about this issue.
And that's what college campuses are for, the free exchange of ideas, yes. Contrary to what folks on the other side might think, that if you oppose some of their views, that therefore you have no right to speak. And I know that's becoming more and more prevalent in the news recently. So yes. We appreciate your efforts. If someone wants to get in contact with you, of course, we hope that they'll come to the Friends for Life boot camp. But if they're not able to do that and they're interested in finding out more about starting a group on their campus, how can they get in touch with you?
The best way is through our website, which is studentsforlife.org, all spelt out. We're also on Twitter with the name Students for Life HQ, and the four there is the number four. And then I personally, as the Great Lakes Regional Coordinator, am also on Twitter, and that is RJ_SFL.
Sean, you mentioned that when you became involved with the Friends for Life camp all those years ago, you were a youth pastor and saw the value of investing in the students and preparing them not to just be pro-life, but to understand and be able to articulate their position from facts and in a very winsome way. Being a part of the camp in the beginning and having sent students over the years, as a youth pastor and as a pastor, now you're a senior pastor, I understand that. Why should pastors and parents send their students to this camp?
Well, if we care for our young people, we want to see them make something of their lives that is meaningful, that will have a lasting impact. We want our young people to be effective. And I think for a long time, the older generation thought that young people just wanted to take it easy, do recreation, and we facilitated that. And I think that we weren't really doing what was in their best interest, nor were we doing what they really want. These young people, my experience is that they want to live for something that is important. And my own son, Titus, attended the camp last year and came home and had a great time. It was a lot of fun, but he talked about the training that he had, and he felt more confident to mm-hmm. be able to make a difference. And so I would encourage parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles, the best way for you're a young person that you know to spend a weekend this summer might be the best $25 you could spend. Put them in the Friends for Life camp and see where that takes them.
And I will share with everyone that scholarships are available. So if you need any assistance financially, don't hesitate to say that when you call us to register at 260-471-1849. Again, the camp is on June 20th and 21st. Mike, I know that you have a full-time commitment to Life Training Institute, so obviously this camp isn't the only training you do. Tell us a little bit about what you do at Life Training Institute.
Sure. Basically, we go into churches, schools, that is high schools and colleges, universities. We speak as keynote speakers at Right to Life banquets and pregnancy care center banquets and things like that. Basically, we'll go wherever somebody will have mm-hmm. us. We really are aggressive and assertive about advocating on behalf of those who have no voice. You know, there are a lot of issues today, kind of hearkening back to what you were talking to Pastor Sean about. But this really is, elective abortion really is the defining issue of our times. Mm-hmm. And so Life Training Institute, as I said earlier, exists to equip pro-lifers to speak intelligently and persuasively to this issue.
Well, one thing that encourages me greatly, and I'd like to get the comments of each of you before we completely run out of time, is that we have two organizations and a church pastor represented at this table. And yet we don't feel any sense of competition or of protecting turf or anything of that nature. We're all committed to equipping students to defend life, ultimately to save the lives of unborn little boys and girls from being dismembered and discarded with surgical waste and saving their desperate mothers from a lifetime of regret. So I appreciate the commitment of everyone in the studio today to achieve that goal. Now, we all have our separate organizations and our separate ways of doing things, yet we can come together and work together for a common goal. Mike, you and I, as I mentioned before, have been working in this arena for a long time. How does that make you feel when we can sit together around a table and all of us work together?
Well, it's great. I mean, a house divided cannot stand. And that's, you know, a principle that the enemy knows. And I think we are seeing greater and greater unity in the pro-life community. And I think that's part of the reason we are seeing so much effectiveness coming out of our movement. And it's very exciting for me.
RJ, do you sense any kind of competition or disharmony in the pro-life movement that concerns you, and do you see that not happening in this case?
I believe that there may have been some in the past, but I totally agree with Mike. that this is something that we are doing a very good job of currently. And it's great to see, and it's crucially important for the success of our movement.
Well, Pastor Sean, you have the last word. How do you feel about circling back now after all these years and being a part of this camp and seeing how it's grown? We've added 3 levels now of instruction to the basic 101 camp. Give us your thoughts and your perspective.
After an extended absence here, it's really a privilege to be invited back, to be involved again. I have great memories of the early Friends for Life camps, and it is great to see the cooperation of so many people from so many different organizations. We're all struggling for the same thing, for justice for unborn children. If you see a car stuck in the water and a family drowning and other people are coming in to help, you don't stop to ask them what denomination they are.
Right.
Everybody works together for a greater cause to save lives, and that's what we're doing. And I want to thank you for your involvement over the years and how this has grown. It's really a great thing now. And so we look forward to how God will continue to use Friends for Life.
Again, the camp is June 20th and 21st, coming right up this summer on the campus of the University of St. Francis in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The event on Friday evening featuring the Living Exception speakers is at 7 p.m. in the North Auditorium on the University of St. Francis. That's open to the public and absolutely free, no charge, no tickets. And then the student training begins later that evening and continues the next day. There is a $25 registration fee. There are scholarships available to register. Go to Friends for Life Camp 2014-2014.eventbrite.com or call the Allen County Right to Life office at 260-471-1849. My thanks again to Mike Spencer, who will be leading the Pro-Life 101 training this year. Thanks for being a part of this again this year, Mike.
Thank you, Kathy. My pleasure.
And R.J. McVeigh, who is the brand new regional coordinator for the Great Lakes Division of Students for Life America. R.J. will also be participating in the camp as a breakout session facilitator, helping students understand how to start pro-life chapters on their high school and college campuses. R.J., we're looking forward to having you be a part of the camp this year.
Me too.
And Pastor Sean, thank you so much for returning to be the camp director this year. We look forward to a record-breaking attendance at this 10th anniversary camp. Thanks again for being a part of it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for supporting not only this program over the past 10 years, but many of the projects and programs that we've instituted across the state in order to make certain that we can be effective voices for life. God bless, and we'll look forward to having you join us again next week for I Choose Life News and Views.
You've been listening to I Choose Life News and Views. If you have questions about this program or if you'd like to support the fight for life, please call 260-471-1849 or go to ichooselife.org, because without the right to life, no other rights matter.